Governor Charlie Baker has signed a bill to delay the start of a payroll tax to fund paid family and medical leave benefits for all Massachusetts workers. The tax that was originally supposed to start on July 1st will not begin until October 1st. Both business and labor groups lobbied Beacon Hill lawmakers for the delay. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Nancy Creed, president of the Greater Springfield Chamber.
I think it is critical, actually, to the success of the implementation of the program. I think there's still a lot of clarity that we need relative to the regulations. There's some technical changes that the chamber has been advocating for that will really clear up some of the issues and align it more with the federal paid family medical leave. It's just really important to the business community and to the employees.
What's the problem here that you and other business organizations felt the need to call for the delay, the 3-month delay in collecting the payroll tax to fund this benefit?
I think for the Springfield Regional Chamber, one of our key issues were that our businesses are small enough that they have not had to deal with the federal paid family medical leave program, but they are large enough now that they qualify for the state program. So this is a program that they have no idea how to implement. They don't know what it means. They don't know how to pay for it. They have no internal human resources and capacity set up to handle it. So for those folks, it's really important that we have the maximum amount of time for them to get ready. For our larger businesses, there's an opportunity for them to opt out if they offer the same or greater benefits. And we have a lot of businesses that actually offer greater than the state program. But there's no clarity on how to opt out. What does that look like? Can you opt out of the family portion, the medical portion, both? So we really just need some clarification. And I think the third thing is, the department still has not finalized its regulations. So there's a lot of influx. So until those regulations are finalized, there really is no guidance for the business community on how to implement the program.
But as I understand it, though, this 3-month delay is only the delay in collecting the payroll tax. The benefit is still going to begin in 2021, right? So at some point, the tax is going to get collected, and you're just going to aren't you going to be collecting at a higher rate because you're going to make up the 3 months of lost revenue for this program?
Yeah, so the percentage of total wages right now is 0.63%. Because of the 3-month delay, that will actually increase to 0.75%. But it's really not a total increase of dollars. You're just actually collecting the money over a shorter period of time. So at the end, it's really a wash for both employees and employers. But it buys us some extra time to figure out really how to implement the program and maximize its success.
And is it also a question of how much of that payroll tax is borne by the employee and how much is the employer's? Because it's not, it isn't necessarily a 50-50 split, right?
The family leave, I believe it's 100% borne by the employee. For the medical, it's 60-40, but then there's also a split within the contribution piece. So there's a lot of complex calculations that need to happen. And now that we have this change from the 0.63 to the 0.75, the department is actually going to need to give us some guidance on what that split within the total contribution rate is again, so that folks can go in and do that calculation. And I think it's also important for people to understand the calculations, understand the impact and understand the benefit to employees so they can make a rational decision on, do I want to pick up 100% of the cost instead of sharing it with my employees so that I am more competitive? So it's all types of these kinds of questions that 3-month delay will really allow our business community and our employees to really get the full benefit. of understanding the program.
And were many employees, do you believe, aware that this payroll tax was even coming on July 1st? Or now it won't be till October 1st. But are many people were simply unaware that this was going to happen?
I think there are a lot of employees that have no idea, and that was another message that we were trying to send to the administration, is we don't just want to start taxing employees when they fully don't appreciate what that actually is. So this gives our businesses even more time to communicate with their employees so everyone understands, and we can really maximize the program.
Is this a sign that of concern that the rollout for this program isn't going well, or is this an effort to give more time so that the rollout does go well?
Yeah, I think it's just that, Paul. The Department of Family and Medical Leave has done a phenomenal job in a short period of time to get ready for this. They are 1,000% ready for the July 1st date. So really it was just us saying we need some more time to make sure that we're doing this right, we're doing it thoughtfully, we're doing it strategically so that the rollout is as successful as it possibly can. And the fact that the Raise Up folks, both sides of the issue, have come together to say, yep, we want to make sure we do this thoughtfully, smartly, and in everyone's best interest. So, yeah, let's just delay it just a few months.